Right now, I'm 99.9% pretty sure that we have Pat Pagano in the extremely stale and boring Weather Center. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. And I'm 99.9% sure that you won't have any precip this weekend.
All right.
So there you go. But sun and clouds do today about 40. It's going to get breezy. I mean, there could be a flurry here and there as a cold front comes through. And then behind the front tonight, clear, brisk, cold, 15 to 20. I mean, it's not, you know, for January standards, it's not bad. Tomorrow and Sunday will be sunny. There'll be a cold wind. Highs around 30, wind chills, teens most of the time. Then on Monday, partly cloudy, mid-30s. Tuesday, we will see a storm go off the Mid-Atlantic coast. How far will the snow come? Questionable. I think we may see some here, but I don't know how much. The outlier here, in this one so far, is the Canadian. The Canadian is definitely bringing the system further north with more snow. The European is a little bit further south with the least amount of snow, and the American model is in between. As of overnight data, folks, this is what they the models printed out for me to look at, and it just makes me so happy. The euro, an inch or less. The American model, 1 or 2. The Canadian, 7. So if I were to take this right now, you know, raw data, I would say to you, snow, possible Tuesday, anywhere from 1 to 7 inches. That's the range. So I think the Canadian is going to be wrong, but we shall see. I notice that the euro has been constantly, each run, it gets less and less and less. So it's taking the storm further and further south with each run. Doesn't mean that it can't reverse itself, but again, we'll be watching it. And Anthony, the two Anthonys over the weekend, they'll be addressing it, and we'll go from there. And of course, we still have Monday to work on it. So come Monday, when you and I get together, Marshall, we should have a pretty good idea of what we're getting or what we're not getting.
I love the 1 to 7.
Yeah, 1 to 7. Unbelievable.
Well, hey, so now we have a federal mask mandate that's in effect.
And but that's only for when you're in federal buildings and stuff like that, right? No? Okay. All right.
The federal mask mandate also is for interstate travel. It'll be federally mandated for interstate travelers in the United States. The travel order will apply to airports, planes, trains, ferries, intercity buses, and public transportation. Okay. So if you are on a plane, if you are on a train, if you're going on a ferry, on a bus, any public transportation, and also any public transportation that's crossing interstate lines, you must wear a mask.
Okay. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I did watch President Biden yesterday, sign a lot of different things with COVID. The other thing is that, from what I understood, anybody coming into the United States
has got to have a test.
Right. And then they have to quarantine.
Yep.
So now my question is, where do they quarantine? Does that mean they quarantine where they're going to?
I don't know. I didn't check into that.
That was my question. I mean, let's just say, here we are. We're at Kennedy Airport. And here comes a flight from Istanbul.
Yeah.
Okay? So 100 people get off there.
Yep.
They've all been tested.
Okay, so they all have a destination that they're going to. But
so in that destination, they have to be quarantined.
That's you got. There you go.
But what if they go to a hotel? They have to quarantine in the hotel.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Okay. Well, I say that's a very right move, a good move. So, it's a good move.
So that came about yesterday, and it's interesting. We'll see. And if you go to a national park and you're in a group and your group stays together, well, you have to wear a mask. If you go inside, like any of the national monuments, you're going to have to mask and social distance. So anything to do, you know, anything to do with the federal level.
That's good, because think about it this way, folks. The CDC says that 59% of us are anti-symptomatic, which means they're walking around with the virus, but they do not know they have it because they don't have symptoms. So by them wearing a mask, that prevents them, even though they don't know it, of course, spreading the virus. So if you have, if all the people were to wear masks, 59% less people will get infected. You're talking thousands of people that will not get infected because you're wearing a mask. And then the other thing that's interesting, because I do so much research, the vaccines. Now, we all know that you have to get the second one. And after the second one, that's not effective for 21 days after that. So you have to get both issues of the vaccine and then wait 21 days and it's effective. But it doesn't mean you can't get COVID. You could still get COVID. You just won't get sick. So that means I get two shots. I wait 21 days. I'm walking around. I still need to wear a mask because I have COVID. I'm not getting sick by it. However, I don't want to spread it. So I think masks are going to be in our back pocket for a long time.
Well, you know, things are out of control. China now just built that huge hospital again because they've got an outbreak too.
Yeah. Oh, and of course, we can't rely on them to give us the actual meat of the topic, right?
No, but you know that seeing as they're building once again another hospital in another zone.
So you know it's bad.
So, well, you know, it's once again, it's on the increase there again. So, oh, well, these are the times we live in. I guess I'll just...
Here's another question for you. I don't know if you can answer it, but I was just thinking to myself, if the immigration thing is all going to change and immigrants are, you know, allowed back into the U.S., what happens with the spread of COVID from that particular category?
I don't know.
Yeah, you haven't thought about that, have you?
No.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. I mean, there's just so much. There is just so much. You know, sometimes I think, and I don't know if it'll work. I know we can't do it to the economy. But sometimes I think that for a good solid month, I mean, the country literally has to shut down. You know, we really, really, we just have to shut down. No planes in, no planes out. You know, stick by the rules. Unfortunately, that means a lot of businesses would have to be on standby. But, I mean, how else do you get rid of this thing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But if the Proud Boys are listening, you're in trouble.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just what I'm thinking. How do you get rid of it? Because they're saying that, you know, there's going to be more and more variants. And I think our governor said a couple of days ago, I don't know, I don't want to quote it, but I think he said that he had a feeling or he knew that there was going to be a more powerful variant coming our way that the vaccine will not handle. What do we do then?
Increase the strength of the vaccine.
So,
yeah. So, I mean, I look at it this way. I've spent the last year basically living either at the radio station or my house. That's it. I mean, I get gas and I do good groceries.
Right.
But basically, radio station or my house. I've lost 71 pounds during that year. So the longer this goes, the more boring of a person I'll be, the more weight I'll lose. And, what the heck? What can you do?
Well, yeah. You know what? That's a good thing that you lost the weight. That's a very good thing.
Well, it is.
I mean, so that's a very good thing. And you know what? And I'm sure, you know, I think a lot of us have saved money because we haven't gone to the places we normally would or spend what we normally would. But then again, on the other hand, a lot of us are not making as much as we normally would.
Can you imagine if and when we have this all set up and people can go back to a normal life, all the money that they are not spending now,
yeah,
they will spend. There's going to be a lot of spendable income out there. When
so you're thinking there's going to be some some robust economy, huh?
For a while, once it's over, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Americans love to spend money.
Yep, they do. And Americans love to travel and go places. You know, I think a friend of mine said to me, oh, I saw this great, great cruise to Greece this summer. I said, yeah. He said, what do you think? I said, I think it's too soon.
I think it's way too soon. I'm a person who loves cruises. I won't get on a cruise ship until 1 year after the pandemic has concluded. 1 year after.
I totally agree. Yeah. Especially on a ship.
It's a peach.
Especially on a ship.
It's a big
peach. And I'm sorry, I'm not giving them, it's just, you know, it's too close for comfort, if you know what I mean.
It's a big Petri dish.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. Well, so, talking about Petri dishes, yes. I'm still on my diet. So I can tell you that, you know, moving along, this is the first week. I'll probably have a Petri dish for breakfast.
Well, I just had a sunny side up egg and a piece of toast. And then at noontime, I'll have lunch. And then at 5, I'll have dinner.
Good for you, Marshall.
That's it. That's it. Keeping everything, a daily calorie count of around 1,500 to 1,800 calories.
Excellent. Excellent.
All right there, Pat. Have a good weekend.
You do the same. Everybody be safe. See you Monday.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.